And so, Stephen, what do you want the political parties to do now?
Well, firstly, what they shouldn't do, which is to wait for the febrile atmosphere of a general election being called, where there's a 3 to 4 week general election campaign, and consumers, businesses, individual taxpayers are expect to pick up all the nuances and look at the differences between the parties over that very, very short period, and don't have the right to debate these issues in the on with the using reflection and challenge the parties. So really what we want to do is that for each of the parties to say, well, if a certain level of additional taxes were to be required, we've put in our paper to consider something around the 25 billion mark, which could well be the amount that's required from extra taxes, that they should come out with their proposals now, which enables interested parties, the public at large, to debate and challenge the parties on these measures, and just to see how we can get to a greater degree of consensus on what the appropriate thing to do, and how those differences that are inevitably going to be there in a party political system, that those are fully understood, and the implications of the different tax increases has been properly debated.